Okay, there's some empty files here because I... So it's Monday night, we're learning now Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We've started Hilchos Melicha. So we learned in Sif Aleph that you have to wash off any blood be'en. Before you salt it, salt gets out the blood that's in its normal place, in the Avarim. But if there's blood be'en that came out, or blood that collected in blood vessels, that the salt won't get out. So you have to scrub any blood be'en, you have to soak the meat first to get off any blood that's around from the shechita. And if you see any places where the blood collected, you have to cut it open, cut it. He says you have to cut it and take out the blood. Others say it's enough to cut it and then the salt will take it out. So that was in Sif Aleph. He talked about the water shouldn't be too cold, and Kemuvan, we're going to have now, the water shouldn't be too hot, because you're talking about Osir Dikamit, it's full of blood still. Sif Beis, Imshakhu V'nishra Habosu B'mayim Eis Leis, if they were soaking the meat and soaked for 24 hours, you have a huge problem, right? I think everybody here knows if something soaks in water for 24 hours, that's a process similar to Bishul. So if I could cook meat without salting it, so the salt, the blood moves around or it comes out and it gets reabsorbed, because really you're allowed to eat raw meat. There's no problem of blood in raw meat if there's no blood be'en. If all the blood's in the normal place and you eat raw meat, you're not over the yisodam. But when you cook it, then the blood like goes out and gets reabsorbed. That's why we salt meat. So here also he's saying if it soaks for 24 hours, you got a huge problem. The basar and the kli that it's soaked in is osur. Okay, liver is more kal, ironically, because liver has, it's full of blood, it's made of blood, so it's always polite, so maybe it's not boleya, so you have to ask a shayla. The chavei chenishra b'mayim eis la'eis, yasa shayla's chacham, it might be more kal. Siv gimel, so far we had that you wash off any, you scrub off any blood be'en, and you let it soak. He didn't say fat. Be'er Shabbos ain't lo p'nai, o b'nyanach eshashah d'chukah, da'i l'shayv shav heitei v'sabosar b'mayim. You scrub off the dam be'en, that, there's no eitzah for you, you have to do that. But the soaking, the yishra, to soften up the meat, to soften it, the yishra achmat b'mayim. That's where you could cut corners if you're in a rush, the amount of time it soaks after you took off the dam be'en, to soften it. She'ein admimus b'mayim, we're talking now, but the evid, once the water that it's soaking in stopped getting reddish, so that's enough. Then you could stop and start the salting process. What? And we're talking about b'shas ha-tchak. He'll talk about the normal process later. Now he's talking about shas ha-tchak.
How do you know it stops
getting
red?
What? Yeah, you change the water. That's like the simon that b'di'evit it's okay when it stops being red. U'shein ad-mimus b'mayim yicholon l'mloach also. Imlachar ashri, if after the soaking, chatku chatichachas l'shtayim, before the salting, but after the soaking. So they cut a piece of meat, so you have to wash it off again because blood came out. You just brought blood to the surface. Tzrichim adiach heitei boko machatach, b'nei hadom sheyesh no shom. Hey, frozen meat. Boso shenikrash machmas akor, frozen. Tzrichim mashgiach sheyiposher. You can't salt it right now. The salt doesn't have an effect when it's frozen, so you have to let it thaw out. Don't be smart and try to let it thaw out putting it next to the tanur, because if it gets to the heat of Yad Soledes, then you messed up again, because then you cooked it or roasted it in its blood. You could take the frozen meat and soak it in warm water. Not hot water, but or else you create a problem, but warm water. Yeah, you're not happy about that because, you know, the next guy will make it hot, you know. A kliya miyuchad l'shviyas basar, which is permeated with blood, you shouldn't use it to anything else. You shouldn't use it as a serving dish. You shouldn't serve in it. Siv Zion, laka shenishra basar, after it's soaked, you have to let the water drip off before you put on the salt. Tzrichan lahatif mimenu hamayim, you have to let the water drip off. Kedei shelo yimas hamelach min hamayim, so that the melach not melt from too much water. Below yotzi min adam, it'll lose its effect. Tzrichan hashgiach shelo yosyabish habasal lagamri, but you also have to make sure that it's not totally dry. Then there would be no, I don't know what you call it, traction. There would be no surface tension, I think it means, right, between the salt and the meat. Hamelach lo yedak ma'ot kikemach, it shouldn't be fine like flour. Dim kein nomes miyad, it melts right away, it dissolves. Al habosa v'ino motzi dam. V'gam lo yedak ma'ot, shouldn't be too coarse. Shem yipol mi al habosa. The melach that you get when you dissolve, when you evaporate salt water, sea water, and what's left there, that's the kind of salt you want. They sell kosher salt. I don't know. It always seemed pretty big to me. The ayovesh sheyaspazer heitev. And it shouldn't clump together. You want the salt to be dry, so it shouldn't clump together. Tzrichon lefazer ha-melech al ha-bosar b'chol ha-tzdodim. Shlo yishor shumokom b'li melech. Both sides, in other words. No matter how thin or thick the bosar is, you want to salt both sides. What? Two sides. You have a piece of meat. V'lachein ha-ofos have a hollow. I don't know, I guess the way they make the olfos, it has a hollow. This is where you have the differences between mahadrin and non-mahadrin run, the way they salt chickens, how makbid they are to salt the inside. Okay.
Can I just take the chicken and
flavor
it into salt?
No, you have to put salt on it and it has to sit in the salt. You can, I don't know what you mean by table and salt. You can dip it into salt, and if the salt sticks to it, fine. But it's going to have to sit there in the salt for an hour, whatever the shear is. We're going to learn it in a second. You have to open them up because they have a hollow inside. You have to set up this meat that you're salting that the blood could run off. So when you're salting meat, you shouldn't put it down on the ground. It has nowhere to run off. Yeah. Even if the salted already the amount of time, but the blood was not rinsed off yet, you shouldn't let it sit. When you salt on a board, you leave it on a slant, Kadesha Yosef Hetev. Shliya Boguma, make sure there's no holes in the board. She is Kabi Spotsir. Okay. Vamuleach Ophel, so Dolphin Shlema, Sheshul Tochu Beis Kibbel, Tzorech Lafok Tzarecholo Lamato, Kadesha Yuchal Adom, Losuv Mimenu. These are all things that you do to make sure that the blood indeed drains off of the animal. I don't know what you mean.
I have a buffer and I have a base on both sides.
So you have to salt it everywhere.
Yeah, Yeah, but if you put it ice example, one big pool for the other big people, the salt is the blood is clear.
Why? It's draining off. You're on a board, maybe the board has holes in it, or it's slanty and it's draining off.
Well, I think it's because it says that you should put the base cable so it's facing down so that nothing will get trapped in.
Yeah.
So he's giving a scenario where you have a base cable and you can't, you have two. You have one you can put on the bottom, the other one you can't because it's on the opposite side. Maybe you have to turn it over.
Either you turn it over or you assume that the blood ultimately will run off. You see the difference between a thick piece of meat. If you don't salt both sides, it doesn't matter how thick or thin the meat is. Chazal had the Kabbalah, you have to salt both sides. But if you have two pieces, you salt them both. And if there's no hakpod that they all have to be on ground level. In other words, maybe I don't know. Apparently, you assume when you salt it that everything's going to run off if you do it the right way. I mean, do you make sure that one bird isn't on top of another? Yeah, I guess so. I'm trying to remember if when I was there, if they were makbid to make sure that they're all laying on the thing, whatever they were on, not one on top of the other. Maybe we'll learn here. That means the board shouldn't have a guma. What do you say? Sometimes there's a base kibble.
That's what he was asking. I don't know.
Is there such a thing?
No,
sometimes the base kibble on both going each way. Maybe there's not. Maybe there's not enough. Anyway, let the dam run off. Yeah, he says, an animal has a curved shape, so you just make sure that the cavity is facing down. For an hour, 24 minutes. After the hour, now you have to get off. Now the salt has blood on it. So you got to get off the salt. You have to wash it off now with water three times. Yinapes means to brush off.
So you have to brush it off before you rinse it off.
Yeah. Tisha yiras Hashem yesh basar. So I used to tell the maids to do it. They didn't have running water, so she had to carry the water into Tzamtzim. You need a mashgiach. Because then it might reabsorb the blood. And if it's just sitting there, okay.